The Secret Garden. Mary Lennox had a thin little face and a thin little body. She never smiled during the long trip to England. She had come from India, where a terrible disease had killed thousands of people. Among the dead were Mary's mother and father. She didn't miss them very much, because she hardly knew them. Instead of parents, Mary had servants that took care of her. She only needed to ask people for whatever she needed. Mary grew up believing that everybody was her servant. The girl had only one relative. His name was Mr. Archibald Craven. Mary didn't know anything about the man, but she would live in his house until she becomes 18. When Mary arrived in England, Mrs. Medlock, the housekeeper, met her at the port. "Are you my servant?" Mary asked. "Hmm," grunted Mrs. Medlock. "I work for your uncle, not for you. I'm supposed to bring you to Yorkshire. That's where your new home will be. We have to catch the train. Hurry up." On the train, Mary mostly stared out of the window and watched the English landscape roll by. It seemed very different from India. "Wake up, dear. We've arrived. It's time to go to Misselthwaite Manor," said Mrs. Medlock. "What's that?" asked Mary. "That's the name of your new home. It's a huge castle. It has a very big lake beside it and many gardens. There are 100 rooms in the house. Most of them are locked, though." "Why are they locked?" "Mr. Craven likes it that way." "Why?" "Well, it's a long story. Mr. Craven is a crooked man. His wife was very beautiful, and he loved her very much. When she died, he became strange. He locked himself in his room for months. Nowadays, he comes out once in a while, but he hardly ever meets people. I'm sure he won't meet you either." When they arrived at Misselthwaite Manor, Mary couldn't believe her eyes. The castle was bigger than she imagined. The gardens surrounding the castle were beautiful. "Come on, Mary, I'll show you to your room," said Mrs. Medlock. Mary was led up 3 staircases and down a long corridor to her room. Inside, a fireplace and a table was set with a delicious supper. "This is your room, Mary. You must stay in here while you are in the house. Outside, you can go wandering as much as you like." "Yes, ma'am," Mary said. The next morning, Mary was woken up by a maid named Martha. "It's time to get up now," said Martha with a big smile. "Come on, get dressed." "I don't know how to dress myself." "Then it's time you should learn." Mary was shocked a little, but she dressed herself for the first time in her life. Martha brought her a breakfast. "After the breakfast, you can go outside and play," she said. "Won't you come and play with me?" Mary asked. "No, you'll have to play by yourself from now on. If you are lucky, maybe you will meet my little brother Dickon." "Where can I find Dickon?" Mary asked. "He's usually around the gardens. There are quite a few of them, but there is one you can't go in. It's locked up."
"Why is it locked?"
"Well, that's where Mrs. Craven died 10 years ago. She climbed up into a tree one day and then fell out of it. Mr. Craven locked the gate to the garden and buried the key." Mary liked the idea of a secret garden. It sounded strange and exciting to her. Walking down a path, Mary noticed one wall covered in ivy.
There wasn't a door in it, but Mary could see tall trees behind the wall. There must be a gate along here somewhere, Mary thought. That night, as Mary sat in bed, thinking about the secret garden, she heard a strange sound. She noticed that the sound was coming from inside the castle. It sounded like a boy crying. Mary walked out of her room and knocked on Martha's door. Martha opened the door and said, "Nonsense, it's just the wind blowing." "But the sound is coming from inside the house," said Mary. "No, it is not," answered Martha. "Now, go to bed and sleep." That night, Mary had two dreams. One dream was about a secret garden with roses and wild flowers. The other was about a boy crying in a room with no mother or father to take care of him. One day, as Mary was walking in the gardens, she heard a bird call over her shoulder. It was a robin. Mary walked toward the bird. It was standing on a rusty ring on a small mound of earth. Mary pulled the ring out of the hole. "What's this?" she cried. A key was attached to the ring. She felt excited. "I wonder if this is the key to the secret garden," she thought. And then a strange thing happened. A gust of wind blew aside some ivy from the wall. On the wall, Mary could clearly see the round knob of a door. Below the knob was a keyhole. Mary looked around to make sure that no one was looking. She out the key in the keyhole and quietly she slipped through the doorway. She closed the door behind her. On the ground, the grass was brown. There were the stems of wild flowers everywhere. The garden was a beautiful place, but there didn't seem to be much life. Mary went home that evening happily. She had found her secret place in the world. She decided to make that garden come back to life. The next morning, Mary learned that Mr. Craven had gone to Austria for a trip. Besides a couple of servants and Mary, there would be no one left in the house. "No one will disturb me now," she thought. "I can work in the garden as I please." When she walked down the path after breakfast, Mary saw a boy sitting in a tree. On his shoulder was a squirrel. Around him were several robins and rabbits. "Hi, I'm Dickon," the boy said, "and you must be Mary. My sister Martha told me about you. Pleased to meet you." "Thanks, Dickon," Mary said. "I'm very happy to meet you too. How do you have so many animal friends?" "Why, because I'm an animal myself," answered Dickon. "Come on, let's do some gardening together." Mary liked Dickon. She knew she couldn't keep her garden to herself forever. "Dickon, can you keep a secret?" she asked. "Sure I can," answered Dickon. "Don't tell anybody. I've stolen a garden." "What do you mean?" "Well, the garden has been locked up for many years. Mr. Craven said that nobody could go into the garden. I found that garden myself. It's dying because nobody has taken care of it in years. Show me the garden. If there is anybody who can bring it back to life, I can." Mary led Dickon to her secret garden. Dickon looked around. He was amazed. "It's a strange, pretty place," he said. They worked all day long. They planted seeds and pulled out dead flowers. They watered plants and made flower beds. That day, Mary felt like she had begun a new life. England was no longer a lonely place. It was a place full of animals, friends, flowers, and a secret garden. She was very happy. That night, Mary heard the crying sound again. "That's not the wind," she said. "I'm going to find it out." She got up and walked down the long, dark corridor. The sound was becoming louder. She saw a light coming under a door. She opened the door and saw a boy lying on a bed, crying. The boy was very thin and white. He looked sick. "My name's Mary Lennox. Who are you?" asked Mary, staring at his eyes. "I'm Colin Craven. I'm Archibald Craven's son." "That's wonderful. That means that you're my cousin. Mr. Craven is my uncle. But why didn't you go to Austria with your father?" "I never go anywhere with him. In fact, I haven't seen him for a long time. He doesn't like to look at me because I remind him of my mother. She died when I was a little baby. I spend most of my time alone. My doctor said I'm not supposed to meet people. He's worried that I might catch the flu from them." "My mother died too," said Mary. "So did my father. That's why I'm living here." "That's strange. I haven't seen you around here," said Colin. "Oh, I spend most of my time in my garden," said Mary, then realized that she had told her secret. "Colin, can you keep a secret?" she asked. "I guess so. I don't know. I've never had a secret before." "Okay, if you tell me, I promise I won't tell anybody about it." "There's a secret garden nearby. Your father didn't want anybody to go in there, so he locked the door to the garden and buried the key. But I found the key. Dickon and I are working to get the garden back to life." As Mary spoke about the secret garden, Colin's eyes grew wide. He had never heard about such an exciting place. "Mary, could you take me to the garden?" he asked. "If only someone could push my wheelchair out there." "You're not supposed to leave the house." "But since my father is gone, I'm in charge here. The servants have to listen to everything I say." "I don't know, Colin. I think Mrs. Medlock will be angry if you go outside." Colin had a very sad look on his face. "If you get better, then maybe I can take you outside." "All right, I will," Colin said happily. "I'll get better. Then take me outside to the garden. Please, Mary, please do that for me." Mary and Colin spoke about many things, but most of them were about the secret garden. The boy felt happier that night than he had in a long time. It rained heavily the next day. Since Mary couldn't go out in the rain, she was with Colin for the whole day. When Martha found Mary in Colin's room, she got angry. When Colin's doctor came, he was upset as well. "What if this girl gives you the flu?" asked Martha. "I feel healthier when she's around," said Colin. The doctor saw that this was true. Colin looked healthier than he had. Every day, Colin seemed to get stronger and stronger. As Mary worked with Dickon that morning, she told him about Colin. Dickon had already known about him from Martha. "People say Mr. Craven can't see him when he is awake because his eyes look exactly like his mother's." "I feel sorry for Colin. He wants to visit the garden," Mary said. "We can bring him outside with us," Dickon said. "I can push his wheelchair easily. Everyone should be outside in the springtime." The next morning, Mary burst into Colin's room. "Spring has come," she yelled out. "Let's open the windows, Colin." Mary opened all of the windows in the room. The room was filled with the sounds of birds singing. A fresh breeze came in the window. A few minutes later, Dickon walked into the room. "Hello, Colin," he said. He had robins on both shoulders, and he was carrying a baby lamb. At that moment, Colin decided that he should go outside that day. He threw the blankets off and placed his feet on the floor. Very slowly, he stood up. His legs shook a lot. He took 5 short steps and sat in the wheelchair. "I haven't stood up in 2 years," he said. Dickon pushed Colin to the staircase. Then he and Mary helped him to walk down the stairs and outside the house. Colin sat down again in his wheelchair all by himself. He was very happy. Tears of joy were falling down his face. When at last they got to the gate of the secret garden, the children began to whisper, "Okay, Colin, here we come. Remember to keep our secret. You can't tell anyone about this place." As Colin was pushed into the secret garden, he gasped. The whole garden was alive with colors, sounds, and smells. The flower beds and rose bushes looked like they were painted violet, blue, yellow, and red. The roses formed bridges above their heads. Bees buzzed through the flowers and birds sang in the trees. As the sun fell upon Colin's face, Mary noticed that he looked different. He had a glow of color in his cheeks and his eyes were sparkling. "I'll get well," Colin cried out. "I'll get well and I'll live forever. I've seen the spring. Now I'm going to see the summer. I'm going to grow here, too." That day, Colin got out of his chair and walked around a little. And when he came back next day, he walked a little more. Soon, he was strong enough to work in the garden. Weeks passed, and Colin was as strong as anybody of his age. One day, as the children lay in the sweet-smelling grass, Mary asked Colin about his father. "What are you going to tell your father when he comes home?" "I won't tell him anything. I'm just going to walk up to him and show him how healthy I am. I wish my mother were alive. I wish she could see me." "I think your mother sees you," said Dickon. "She is alive in this very garden. She's growing in the flowers and the trees. She's growing in the grass and the bushes. And she's growing in you too, Colin." Mr. Craven had traveled to many places, but he never stayed anywhere for more than a few days. He was so sad that he never noticed the beautiful things around him. One day, a strange thing happened. He was in a beautiful valley in Austria. The valley was very quiet. He had walked a long way alone. He began to feel tired and lay down by a stream to take a nap. When he fell asleep, he began to dream. His dream was so real, however, that he didn't think he was dreaming. He thought he heard someone calling him. The voice was very far away, calling his name. "Lilius, Lilius, is that you?" Lilius was Mr. Craven's dead wife. "Lilius, where are you?" The voice came back like a beautiful song. "I'm in the garden." Archibald Crane woke up. He thought about his dream. "I'll go back home," he said. On the long train ride back home, Archibald thought about his son. He realized that he hadn't paid any attention to him for 10 years. He rarely even saw the boy. "I have been a bad father," Archibald said to himself. "Maybe I can change. Maybe I can be a good father to him from now on." As the train passed through beautiful valleys of England, he smiled. It had been years since he had smiled. He felt hope inside him. He knew that his life would get better. He knew that he could make a difference in Colin's life. When Archibald finally arrived back home, he called for Mrs. Medlock. "How is my son, Mrs. Medlock?" he asked. "You should go see for yourself, Mr. Craven. I think you'll be surprised." "Where is he, then?" "He's in the garden," answered Mrs. Medlock. Archibald walked down the path of the manor to the garden. He walked to the garden's door and stopped. He knew where the door was, but he couldn't remember where he had buried the key. Just then, he heard sounds. The sounds seemed to be coming from the garden. He heard children playing and laughing with joy. "That's strange," he thought. "Nobody has been in that garden for 10 years. Suddenly, Archibald heard a shout of laughter and a boy ran through the doorway. The boy ran right into Archibald's arms. He was a tall, handsome boy. He was glowing with life. "Oh, who are you, little boy?" he asked. "It's me, father. Don't you recognize your own son, Colin?" Mr. Craven couldn't believe his eyes. His boy looked strong and healthy. He had color in his cheeks and his eyes. He seemed happy. Colin? I can't believe it. Is that really you? You look so different." "That's because I've grown, father. I was brought back to life just like this garden. I want to show you something. Come with me, father." Colin led his father into the garden. The garden was alive with color. It looked more beautiful than it had ever looked before. "I thought this garden would be dead," Archibald said. "I thought so too, at first sight," said Mary. "Your niece, Mary, brought it alive again," said Dickon. "Dickon and Colin helped as well," Mary said. "A little magic helped too, and a robin showed me the door." "I don't want this garden to be secret any more, father," said Colin. "I want it to be open so that everyone can come here. I want other sick boys to come here as well. They can be brought back to life just like I was." Mr. Craven told his servants that the walls of the garden should be torn down. That autumn, the garden changed again. The leaves changed from green to red, yellow, and brown. Sick children came from around Yorkshire to see the garden. They were happy to see the leaves falling. They knew that the garden would come alive again next year, and maybe they would too.